Mark in the book of Acts today.
如果有问题呢，大家随时可以当中举手打断我们。那我们今天还是继续查考《使徒行传》。
So let's have a word of prayer, and then we can start.
做一个祷告就开始了。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为这圣经。
And you and your wisdom have given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, and for that we give thanks.
主啊，因着您的恩典，您告诉我们关乎一切关生命的事情，借着这本圣经。
And we pray then now that as we turn to the Bible, that you will teach us those great things we need to know.
求您带领我们翻开圣经的时候，教导我们我们需要当知的真理。
And we give thanks now in anticipation in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen。
Amen. Amen. Well, last time we were studying in Acts chapter 13.
上一次呢，我们讲了《使徒行传》的十三章。
And Acts 13 is the first sermon, first great sermon that was preached in the missionary endeavor that Paul and Barnabas were involved in.
这个是保罗和巴拿巴同行开始的讲的第一个大的讲道。
So the question is, if you were going to go to a new country to explain the gospel, what would you say?
问题是呢，如果你去一个国家要开始讲圣经，你会怎么讲呢？
And so if you analyze, as we tried to do last week, if you analyze this sermon, you'll get three or four key points.
那如果你分析一下上一周的这篇长讲到的，你会看见三到四个点。
Number one is that the Lord has been very active in Bible history, and he does things and expects people to follow him when he does it.
第一呢，就是神在整个圣经历史上呢是非常主动的，他做了很多事，也希望人呢在这些事上跟随他。
The second great theme is that the message is all about the Lord Jesus Christ.
那第二个主题呢，就是都是在讲耶稣基督。
And the most important thing about the Lord Jesus Christ is that he rose from the dead.
那最重要的是关于耶稣基督呢，就是他从死里复活了。
And then the next thing is that if we believe on him, we may have eternal life.
那再接着的一个点呢，就是如果我们信靠他，就能有永生了。
So we're going to start where we stopped last week on the conclusion of his sermon, which is Acts 13, verse 38.
那我们从上一周停下的，就是这个讲到的最后一个结论，这里38节13章，从这开始。
So maybe in Chinese we can read verses 38 and 39.
谁帮我们用中文先读一下38和39两节。
所以弟兄们，你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。你们靠摩西的律法，在一切不得称义的事上信靠这人，就都得称义了。
Very good. And in English, therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses. All right? So, he's saying, I want you to know through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed.
所以他这里说呢，我要告诉大家呢，是借着耶稣这个赦罪的道传给你们。
The biggest problem we have in life is all the sins that we have committed.
那我们最大的一生的困难麻烦就是我们的罪了。
And this wonderful verse says that through Jesus the forgiveness of sins is preached.
这里呢特别好的是说借着耶稣赦罪的道就给了我们。
And that brings great, great joy to our hearts to realize that our sins can be forgiven.
这样的事会带给我们心里巨大的喜乐， 因为呢我们知道罪可以赦免了。
And you would think therefore that with this message Paul could go all the way around the world and everybody would be enthusiastic to respond to it.
所以借着这个呢道呢保罗可以走遍全地哈，每一个听见这道的都有责任来回应。
We mentioned this morning the terrible consequences of sin, that sin in the days of Noah was so great that the whole world had to be destroyed by the flood.
我们今天上午都讲到了这个故事，地上的罪如此之大呢，以至于在挪亚的时代，神要借着洪水审判全地。
That didn't have to be, they could have been forgiven.
这可以，本身可以得到，可能得到赦免的，这些人的罪。
But they rejected the method of salvation.
但他们拒绝了当时神借着挪亚给出的救恩的方式，就是方舟了。
All right, so how are our sins forgiven?
我们的罪怎么得到赦免呢？
Verse
39. 39节。
Through Jesus, everyone who believes is justified from everything.
那你们靠耶摩西的律法，就在一切不得称义的事上，信靠这人就称义了。
Okay, so what we need to do is believe.
我们要做的就是相信了。
The story is there, the promise is there, we've just got to believe it.
这个故事在这里，承诺也应许也在这里，我们就是要相信。
If we do believe it, then we will be justified.
啊，如果我们信靠呢，我们就被称义。
So what does the word justified mean?
称义什么意思呢？
It's a very difficult word. It is a theological word.
这是一个神学词哈。
Justified.
称义。
And it means, you might even want to write it down because if you're like me, it's hard to remember. The word justified means declared to be righteous.
你可以写下来哈，那这个词的意思呢，就是被宣布是一个义人。
Okay, if I'm guilty of some sin, I go to the court.
那比方说呢，我因着某样的事情呢是有罪了，我去法庭。
And the court has the power to find me guilty or to declare me to be justified.
法庭呢是有这样的权柄，或者发现我有罪，证明我有罪，或者呢宣布我是无罪的。
If I'm guilty, but the court forgives me, then I am justified. And I'm no longer declared to be guilty.
如果我是有罪的，但是法庭愿意赦免我呢，我也可以被称为无罪的。
If it's a debt that I owe, then if someone else pays that debt for me, I can be declared to be innocent.
如果我有欠了别人的债，但是呢，有一个人替我付了这债，我就可以被称为是无罪的。
So if I were to steal $10,000,
假设我偷了一万块钱
and they were to take me to court,
有人把我抓到法庭
and I were to say, yes, I stole the $10,000,
那我会承认说的确我偷了一万块钱
but if my friend Long went to court with me,
如果我呢陪 Harold 去到法庭
And if he paid the court $10,000,
如果我替他付了这一万块钱
then the court would say, Harold, you are justified.
然后法庭会说呢 Harold, 你是无罪，你是称义的。
You've been declared to be innocent because your sin was forgiven, because the price of your sin was paid by another.
所以法庭会说呢，你被宣布是义人，无辜的原因是呢，有人已经替你把所有罪的代价已经都付上了。
So when I go to the gates of heaven, and they ask me at the gate, why should you get into heaven?
那如果我来到天堂的门，别人问我呢， 你怎么能够进去呢？你凭什么进这个门呢？
I would say why not? I am righteous.
我说为什么我不能进呢？因为我是义人呢。
And they might say to me, did you ever sin?
他们可能会问我，那你有没有犯过罪呢？
And I would say yes, but my sins have all been forgiven, and therefore I am justified from my sin.
我会说呢，是的，我犯过罪，但是我的罪呢都被宣称为无罪了，就是赦免了。
And so the law books in heaven would be checked.
那天堂的那本法律册子啊，会打勾。
And it's the book of life, and they would find my name written in the book of life.
然后在生命册上呢，能找到我的名字。
And against my name would be the word justified.
在我的名字后面会有一个称义。
He's a sinner, but all his sins have been forgiven. He is declared to be righteous.
他是个罪人，但是他的罪呢都被赦免了，他被称为义人。
How did I get to be justified?
我怎么样能被称义呢？
I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard the message, and I said, I believe that. I am going to follow that. I believe what Jesus did for me.
我相信耶稣为我所做的。我相信自己是一个罪人，他替我赎了罪。我就相信，我就是个义人。
So, by the Lord Jesus, I can be justified. Why am I not justified by the law of Moses?
那为什么借着基督我能被称义，不能借着摩西的律法呢？
Because I broke the law of Moses.
因为我犯了摩西的律法呀。
The law of Moses says, Harold, don't do that.
因为摩西律法跟我说呢， Harold, 你不要这么做。
But I did it.
但我做了。
Now the law of Moses doesn't have any more ability.
那在这个点上呢，摩西的律法就再没有别的可能可以做的了。
The law of Moses says, "Don't do it," but only Jesus can say, "I will pay your debt because you did do it."
那摩西的律法只是告诉你不能做，只有耶稣能够说呢，我已经替你赎了这罪啊，在你做了的时候。
Is that good news?
这是不是好消息呢？
Can you think of any news that's better news?
有没有找得到比这更好的消息呢？
Anybody got an idea that's better?
有没有人找想得到还有比这更好的事？
You can't get any better than that. Forgiven for all the bad things you did. What a marvelous thing.
没有什么比赦免你在 这地上犯的一切罪这么好的消息啊，没有比这更好的消息。
All right, so that's what they preached. They went around the world. They went around this part of the northern part of the Mediterranean Sea so far, and they preached that wonderful message. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, your sins can be forgiven. You will be justified.
这就是保罗和巴拿巴传道的主要内容。他们在整个地中海北岸啊。走来走去讲的就是这个信息，就是你相信耶稣基督，接受着救恩到你心里啊，你就被称义了。
But the next line says this: Take care that what the prophets have said does not happen to you. Here's the warning.
所以四十节，你们务要小心，免得先知书上所说的临到你们，这是一个警告。
And then what the prophet said was in verse 41.
41节是先知的预言和警告。
Look, you scoffers, wonder and perish, for I am going to do something in your days that you would never believe, even if someone told you.
主说你们这轻慢的人要观看，要惊奇，要灭亡，因为在你们的时候我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
All right.Amazing line.
非常神奇的一行。
Look, you scoffers, wonder and perish.
那你这轻慢的人啊，要观看，要灭亡啊，要惊奇。
What on earth would that mean to wonder and perish?
要惊奇，要灭亡，什么意思？
Well, if you wondered and then believed, would you perish?
如果你惊奇但是相信了，你会灭亡吗？
No. But if you wondered and didn't believe, you'd perish.
但你惊奇了却不相信，你就会灭亡。
And so the people who hear the Bible story, they wonder. They all say, oh, that's very, very interesting.
那些听到圣经的话语的人、啊、都会惊奇、哦、这个好像 太神奇了
but
太有意思了
but many who hear it wonder and they perish
但是他们的很多惊奇以后还是灭亡了
Why did they perish? Let's keep reading、
啊、为什么会灭亡呢
For I am going to do something in your days that you would never believe
那是因为四十一节后半段因为在你们的时候我行一件事虽有人告诉你们你们总是不信
Even if someone told you,
甚至有人告诉你们你们也不信
And they told them and they wondered and they didn't believe so they wondered and perished
所以很多人告诉他们他们很惊奇惊奇完了还是不信所以他们是因为不信而要灭亡
So the message of the Bible is a great division, isn't it?
所以神的信息啊，圣经的信息是一个特别大的分开的过程。
When I was a little boy, my father took our family to the mountains near Banff.
所以我小的时候，我的家啊，父母带我去班夫附近的山上。
And we came to a place called the Great Divide.
那我们去了一个地方叫大峡谷，还是大。
And we watched a little stream coming down from the hillside, and it came to a rock, and part of the stream went this way, and part of the stream went that way.
我们看见一条 小河，它从山里出来的时候呢，就经过一块石头就开始分裂，一边的水往左走，一边的水往右走。
And I thought, that's interesting. Why do they call that the Great Divide?
所以呢他们管这个叫呢大分开 Divide 就分开
And the reason is that the part of the stream that hit the rock and then went on the west side of the rock, that water ultimately went to the Pacific Ocean.
很有意思的是这样的一个分开呢碰到石头然后往西走的那些水呢就去了太平洋了。
But the water on the east side of the rock went down a different valley and ultimately went up to the Arctic Ocean.
嗯，然后另外的一个小河呢，然后又绕来绕去呢，它就到了应该是北冰洋 Arctic 大西洋。
And I thought that's amazing. The same water comes out of a little stream, hits the rock, and there's the Great Divide.And this water goes to the Arctic Ocean. This water goes to the Pacific Ocean.
对，所以一块石头就把同样的水呢分成两边啊，一边去一个大洋，一边去另一个大洋。
Now the message of the Bible is just like that.
那圣经的话呢也是这样。
And the Bible comes along, and you say, "Oh, that's a wonderful story. That's an amazing story."
那神的话呢，就像圣经来了，你会听到，哦，这是非常令人神惊奇的事情。
And some people say, and I believe it, and they end up going to a new life, and ultimately they go to heaven.
有的人呢会说，哎，我要相信，然后他们就开始有了新的生命，最终去了天堂。
And some people hear the same story, and they say, that's a wonderful story, but I don't believe it, and they go off to a miserable life.And they have to go to the lake of fire for punishment.
所以有的人呢，他听见也一样会说，哦，这个很神奇，但是他选择不信，然后呢，就会自然带来一个很凄惨的这个生活，最终要面对火湖的审判。
So the message of the Bible isn't just good news.
所以圣经的信息啊，不只是说它简简单单是个好消息这么简单。
The message of the Bible has the imperative of the decision.All you have to do is make sure you believe it. Because if you don't believe it, why then you'll perish. That's what it says.
所以神的信息是要我们有决定的责任的。就是你总是要做一个决定，选择信或不信。
So the last part of their message is the warning.
所以这篇信息的最后的一个部分是一个警告了。
So the Bible message always has an invitation and a warning.
所以神的信息啊，总是有这么两个层面，一个是一个邀请啊，一个是一个警告。
All right, let's keep reading. Verse 42.
那我们继续往下读哈，四十二节。
As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath. And when the congregation was dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. All right.
42和43节刚才读的。It's okay. Yeah, I tell them.
Okay.
42.
All right. This message was preached in the synagogue, but the people who were there were Jewish people.
所以这些信息是在这篇讲道是在会堂讲的，所以听众呢都是犹太人。
And the Gentile people, the non-Jews, they didn't know all about it, but they heard that it was really good news.
而那些非犹太人的外邦人呢，他们也听说这个是很好的消息。
So I think that many of the Jews who heard it went to their friends, their neighbors, and said, you know, we just had this marvelous message at our synagogue today, all about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the one who can justify us by faith in him so that we can be right with God.
所以一定是这些犹太人听完了以后呢，回去跟他们的邻居朋友讲啊，我们有这样的一个消息，就是从基督耶稣那来的，说一切的人呢信靠他啊，就得着神的赦免，这样的消息会传播开来。
So the non-Jews, the Gentiles, said, that sounds good. Next Saturday, we want you to preach that particular message to us.
所以听见的人都很兴奋哈，他们大家都这么说，要下一个安息日周六啊，我们要来一起来听。
Okay, and the others, many of the others stayed behind. They had heard the message from Paul, and they heard, and they stayed behind to talk to Paul more.
那有的人呢，却停下来，听完以后想留下来继续跟保罗讲更多。
And so Paul and Barnabas encouraged them to continue in the grace of God.
两个人保罗和巴拿巴就鼓励他们，继续鼓励他们。
All right, verse 44 then.
44节。
On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. All right, so that was this is good news. Okay, and so the whole city says, listen, we've got to hear this. And so they came out, and you can imagine that there was a big crowd.
所以到下一个安息日呢，几乎合成的人都来了，所以一定是大家觉得这个信息太重要了。然后就你可以想一想这个情形。
In our day, they would probably say there's been a terrible traffic jam. Everybody's gone there. And,
那我们在今天的日子一定会想到这有一个特别大的交通阻塞了，因为每个人都往一个方向去。
This was a big deal.
是个大事情啊，对于当时的这城里的人来说。
All right, verse 45.
我们45节。
When the Jews saw the crowd, they were filled with jealousy and talked abusively against what Paul was saying. What?
什么?
Why would the Jews have been upset? This is wonderful message, isn't it?
这是很好的信息，为什么犹太人那么难过呢?
Why weren't the Jews excited and say, this is marvelous, and get everybody else to come and hear?
为什么他们不感到很兴奋，拉更多的人来听呢?
What was the problem?
问题在哪呢?
The Jews were jealous.
因为他们嫉妒。
They were filled with envy.
满心的嫉妒。
What do politicians think when one man speaks and all the people come to hear him, and then when they speak, nobody comes to hear him.
一个对一个政客来说，他会怎么反应呢？假设，另外的一个政客演讲，所有人都去听，他来演讲呢，没有人听，他会怎么反应
？Okay, and the politicians are jealous, aren't they? They're envious.
这个政客一定会嫉妒，对不对
？And they say we don't want him around.
他一定会说，我们不想要那个演讲好的人在这儿。
And so instead of realizing the significance and the importance of this message, they said it's all just political nonsense and we want the people to follow us.
如果这个时候呢，他们一定会说呢，这都是 无稽之谈呢、啊，政治上无稽之谈，我们希望大家都跟着我走，所以他一定会诋毁那个对方嘛。
So the question then would be, is itA question of right or wrong, or is it a question of popularity and votes?
所以回到这个问题呢，无非就是这是到底是一个是非真理的问题呢，还是一个选票和受欢迎程度的问题呢？
And the Jews said, "We don't care about right or wrong. We just want the people to follow us."
所以犹太人在这里呢。他不关心是非啊，只关心成败。我就是要大家跟着我就好了，是不是真理呢？我是不管的。
Does that happen in the political world today?
这是不是跟今天的政治世界是一样的呢
？Yes.
Does it happen in the business world today?
是不是跟今天的商业世界也是一样的呢
？Yes.
Does it happen in the religious world today?
和今天的宗教世界也不是是不是一样的呢
？Uh-huh. Happens in the religious world too.
一样的，一样的。哪里都是一样。
And so even the religious leaders could say, "Oh, I'm not happy. These people are following somebody else. They're not following me."
即使那些宗教的领袖也会说，哎呀，我不喜欢，因为这些人啊都跟着那群人跑，不到我这里来。
And so they talked against what Paul and Barnabas had been talking. They talked against the truth.
所以他们就一直抵挡。保罗和巴拿巴讲的道哈，因为即便那个是真理，他们也抵挡。
So some people will say, "Well, you know, that's not true."
有的人会说呢，这不是真的。
And they will talk that. Why are they doing it? Are they talking because it's not true? No, they're talking because they don't want the people to follow somebody else.
但是他们这么讲的，这么诋毁，不是因为。那个真的不是真理，而是他们就嫉妒啊，不想别人跟随那些人，跟随保罗和巴拿巴就走了。
So sometimes people say to me, "You know, I'm not persuaded to become a Christian."
有的时候人会跟我说，他说：“你知道，我并不是那么想成为一个基督徒。”
And I try to figure out why they're not persuaded to become a Christian.
我就一直想弄明白啊，到底为什么？他们不愿意成为基督徒。
And there are often many, many reasons why.
经常会有很多的背后的原因。
But those reasons are not always because it is not true.
那很多的原因呢，背后不完全，经常不是因为这不是真理，不是是非之分。
So I had a friend many, many years ago, and his comment to me was,I've got a request of you. I said, okay.
我有个很多年前有个朋友，他跟我说呢，我向你有个请求。
I said, what is your request?
我说好的，你的请求是什么呢
？He said, I don't want you to tell me any more about the Bible.
我希望你不要再跟我讲任何关于圣经的话了。
I said, well, why? Why would you want that?
我说好，为什么？为什么你不想听呢？
He said, "Because if you keep talking to me, I might become a Christian."
因为你一直跟我讲啊，我都快信了。
I said, "Well, that would be pretty good, wouldn't it?"
那我说这不挺好的吗？不是好事吗
？He said, "No, that would be very, very bad."
他说不不不，那很糟糕啊。
I said, "Why is that?"
我说为什么呢
？He said, "Because you see, if I become a Christian, my family won't like it."
他说你看啊，如果我成了基督徒呢，我家人肯定不喜欢。
And they will ask me lots of questions.
他们会挑战我很多的问题。
And they may get very, very angry.
他们很可能会很生气。
And I said, but what difference does that make?
那我说，好啊，就算这样，有什么区别呢？
Okay, and he wasn't prepared to say, listen, truth is truth, and whether it's convenient or not, truth is truth. I must serve Jesus even if it's not convenient.
所以他没有理解呢，真理是绝对的，真理就是真理。不管你自己的状态方便还是不方便，真理永远都是真理。你无论自己的状态是什么，你总是要去对真理谦卑的。他没有预备好这个心。
So we heard this morning about Noah.
所以我们今天早晨听到了这个故事关于挪亚。
And Noah believed God.
挪亚相信神。
And because he believed God, he was made righteous. He was declared to be righteous. He was justified.
对，正是因为他信神呢，神就称他为义了。
And then God said, Noah, I've got a job for you to do. I want you to build me an ark.
然后神就跟挪亚说，挪亚，我有个工作给你啊，你给我造一个方舟。
And Noah said, but that's not going to be very convenient.
那挪亚会跟神说，这好像不是太方便。
I think Noah probably said, I've got some other plans for the next 100 years. I don't know that I want to keep building an ark for 100 years.
我挪亚会说呢，我有其他的计划，要未来100年，我不知道这100年里我都得造这个方舟啊，是不是合适。
And Noah realized that to be justified in the sight of God was so important.That whether it's convenient to serve him or not doesn't matter. I've got to serve him. He's right. I'm wrong.
但是挪亚明白呢，不管他方不方便，不管他的计划和想法是什么，真理就是真理。真理既然明白了，他就是要去接受。
So why is it that not everybody trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior?
那为什么不是每一个人都接受基督成为他的救主呢？
The answer is because there's other reasons.Isn't a question of right or wrong. It's a question of convenience. It's a question maybe of money. It's a question of family. It's a question of position and glory. All kinds of reasons why they wouldn't believe. But it's not because Jesus is wrong.
所以这里呢，并不是因为耶稣是错的，不是是非的问题。很多人他是明白是非，但他就是不要。不要有很多的原因，可能是方便或者不方便。可能会有钱财的原因，会有地位的原因，总之呢，他的心里就是他是在一个不问是非，只问成败的这么一个状态。
So I've got to warn you then.
所以我要警告大家
that even in religion, you will find that people will try to teach you things.That are not the truth, and they will have religious, what's the word I was going to give you? They'll have religious arguments behind them, but it'll be wrong.
那我要警告大家的是，这样的事情在宗教里也一样有哈、啊，有很多的人他不是出于真理来教导，那他会打着宗教的名义有很多的话那。想要让你接受但其实他并不是出于对错的心
So if I were going to write a religious book
如果我要写一本关于宗教方面的书呢
What would you expect me to write?
你会觉得我怎么写呢
You'd expect me to write the truth, wouldn't you?
你一定会期望我写真理对不对
But what might I be tempted to do?
但我会很有吸引力或受诱惑写什么样的书呢
I could be tempted to leave out some things that I should say. I could be tempted to add some things that I shouldn't say just because if I do that, more people will buy my book.
那我很可能会受这样的试探呢或者诱惑呢我在书里呢删掉一些我本来该说的话加上一些呢本来不该说的话。
And after that happens, I could say it must be a good book because look all those people who are buying it.
那目的是什么呢？就是让更多的人呢，可能更喜欢读我这个书。但达到这个结果以后，当我看见这书成为畅销的书的时候，我就告诉大家，你看，这就是真理了，因为这么多人喜欢看呢。
So you'll find that even today in the Christian world, there will be some people who will want to tell you what it is you want to hear so that they can make some more money.
所以今天即便在基督教的书籍里也有这个倾向，有的人他就是愿意把你想听的话多说一点给你听，那这样的话呢，书就成畅销书了。
So I've got to, and so do you, whenever we speak, we have to ask ourselves this question. Do I want to say what people want to hear, or do I want to say what God wants me to say?
所以呢，当我在说的时候呢，我总是要问自己两个问题啊。我要说那人愿意听的呢，还是要说那神要我说的呢？
So you've got to do that when you tell people about the Lord Jesus. Don't just tell them what they want to hear. You tell them what God wants you to say.
所以呢，当你在跟别人讲耶稣基督的福音的时候呢，你总是也要不要去讲呢他爱听的，你总是要讲神在圣经里启示给你全备的福音。
All right, now verse 46.
好，四十六节。
Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly. We have to speak the word of God to you first. Since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles.That you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. All right, so
46-47节哈，刚才读的这两节。
They went first of all to the Jewish people, but you see, the Jewish people in particular didn't want to hear it because they said, "We follow Moses."
所以你会看见呢，当他们把这个道先讲给犹太人听的时候，犹太人不要，因为他们说呢，我们是跟随摩西的。
But Paul's sermon was that many times after speaking to Moses, God spoke to the people, and they had to follow each of those times.
所以你会看见在前面保罗就一个一个说了，从摩西往后，每一代呢，神都差了先知去啊，他们每一代都要跟随不同的先知。
So, Paul and Barnabas say, all right, we spoke to you, now we're going to the Gentiles, and we're going to the Gentiles in part because they are prepared to listen.
所以保罗、巴拿巴在这里其实在说，那我们现在呢，你们拒绝了，我们就要去外邦人了，因为他们愿意接受。
All right. So, verse 49.
49节。
The word of the Lord spread through the whole region, which is marvelous. Some people believed. The people who believed, they talked to other people. And some of them believed. They talked to other people. And the whole region heard the truth of God. That's the way it should be.
所以这是非常好的，就是主的道呢，一个一个口口相传，信的人就都信了。那这个是一个非常美的画面。
But the Jews incited...The God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas.
但犹太人挑唆前进尊贵的妇女和城内有名望的人逼迫保罗和巴拿巴。
All right, so who were the people who were turning the people against Jesus? Who...were the leaders to turn the people against Paul and Barnabas.
谁是那挑头要去带着大家反对保罗巴拿巴的？
Okay. Most of you didn't get the awkward words. The awkward words are they were God-fearing women of high standing.
所以这个比较尴尬的这个词是什么呢？就是这些是一群前进尊贵的妇人了。
Isn't that strange?
这不是很奇怪吗？
I would have expected the God-fearing women to have said, this is good, you listen.
我正常应该期待是什么呢？那前进的妇人应该是说，哦，这是好的消息，你们大家都要听啊，对吧？
So they're called God-fearing here in the sense that they said that they were following God.
所以呢，这里说的前进的妇人呢，是他嘴巴讲的，他说他相信神，他说他是敬虔的。
The Lord Jesus said to people like this, if you were following God, you'd believe me.
所以耶稣跟人说呢，你若跟随神，你若敬畏神呢，你就一定会跟从我。
But they said that they were following God.
但这些妇人说他们敬畏神。
But also, it says that they were women.
啊，这里也说呢，他们是妇人。
All right, now I'm not sure what your opinion of women is.
我不知道大家怎么看待妇人这个词。
But I've always had a very high regard for women.
我经常是非常尊敬妇人。
So I often say, well, if there's a man there and there's a woman, I probably would be inclined to believe the woman. I wouldn't necessarily believe the man, but I would believe the woman.
假设呢，有两个陌生人站在我面前，一个男人，一个女人呢，他们说的话呢，我一般来说我会倾向于相信那女的，不相信那男的。
But you know, in the Bible, there is much that is very bad that came from women.
但是圣经里呢，却有很多一些很糟糕的事呢，是从妇人出来的。
And I've got to be very careful because I've just looked around the room and there's more women than there are men.
我现在讲的我要小心一点啊，因为这里我们坐着的妇人比弟兄要多。
Okay, so this now is a warning to all you women.
那这里呢是一个警告哈，对所有的姊妹。
You make sure that you use your outstanding persuasive abilities to get people to follow the Lord Jesus rather than to fight against the Lord Jesus.
所以他的警告是呢，妇人总是要用自己的能力和影响力呢，去带领人去跟随耶稣基督，而不是抵挡。
There were many, many good women in the Bible.
圣经里有很多非常好的属神的妇人。
But there were a few very, very bad women in the Bible too.
但圣经里也有一些非常糟糕的例子了。
And so these women said, we're going to fight against Jesus.
所以这些的妇人这里提到的呢，他们决定的就是他们要抵挡耶稣了。
Do you remember, there was a king by the name of Herod who had a wife whose name was Herodias.
你们都记得有一个王，他的名字叫希律，他的太太呢，就是王后呢，叫希罗底。
She was the one who conspired in order to have John the Baptist killed.
他就是那一个啊，设计谋要杀了施洗约翰的，这就是希罗底干的事。
She was a woman of high position, just like these women.
那这个是一个可是一个高位的妇人，因为她是王后啊，就像这些妇人一样。
But she wanted what she wanted. She wanted to be the boss. She wanted people to think well of her, and she didn't want anybody to expose her sin.
她只是想要她自己，她还不希望人去显明她的罪啊，她就想让人一听她的，尊敬她。
So we've got the same problem here.
所以我们这里呢还有同样的麻烦。
And it says at the end of verse 50, they stirred up persecution against Paul and expelled them from their region.
然后他们不但不相信啊，他们还逼迫这两个人把他们赶出境外。
So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium.
所以保罗两个人呢就对着众人跺下脚上的尘土，往以哥念去了。
What is meant by the little phrase "they shook the dust from their feet"?
他把尘土跺下去想说明什么呢
？The Lord Jesus said, "If you go into a city and they won't listen to you, you take your shoes off and you beat them like this as a witness." That this city isn't worthy of people telling them about Jesus.
所以耶稣把这样的方式哈是传给了门徒，告诉他们，你若去一个城，啊，他们不相信神的道呢，你把鞋脱下来哈， 在他们面前把那个灰呢全部掸掉啊，也以此来做一个见证呢，这一层他们是不配得听神的福音的。
So have you ever seen anybody do that?
有没有听 看见有任何人这么做呢？
And there was a man who used to preach here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel by the name of Silas Fox.
那以前呢有个人叫 Silas Fox， 他来我们这教会讲过道。
And he was an outstanding preacher. He went to India to tell people about the gospel.
那他是个非常出色的传道士啊，他去印度传教的。
And sometimes when he was in India, he'd go to a town and he would speak to them, and they would run him out of town, and they would say, "We don't want you around here."
他有的时候会在印度的一些小城镇呢去讲道的时候。讲完了大家都会把他赶走，我们不要你在这儿，你走吧。
And he was a very dramatic man.
他是一个非常这个动作夸张的人。
And so as he got to the edge of town, he said to them, hold everything.
然后呢当大家把他赶到村口的时候呢，他会跟大家说停，等一下。
Then he'd reach down and take his shoes off, and he'd go like this.
然后他会他说等一下，然后他就大家都站住了，他就把脚上两只鞋脱了，然后在大家面前啪啪啪使劲一拍哈。
And sometimes the people would say to him, "Why did you do that?"
有的人会问他，大家停下来，哎，你为什么这么做呢
？And he would said, "Because my Lord told me to do that." He said, "If they don't listen to you, then you've got to shake the dust off your feet."
因为他就会说呢，因为我的主告诉我这么做啊，如果你去的那个地方不配的这福音不要听呢，你就把你脚上的尘土剁下去。
And sometimes the people in town would say, "Well, if it's that bad, come on back and speak to us."
那有的时候，还真碰到这样，就是大家看见哦，这么糟糕啊，这么严厉啊，那你还回来再讲一讲吧。
All right, verse 52 says, "And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit."
那五十二节呢，门徒满心欢喜啊，就被圣灵充满。
All right. So, any questions on chapter 13?
有没有十三章有什么问题的吗？
Okay, they're going to another city now. This city is called Iconium.
好，现在他们继续走了，又去了一个新的城叫以哥念。
And we'll just read a few verses together. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual to the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Gentiles believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their mind against the brothers. All right.
一节和二节
Same thing's happening again, isn't it?
类似的事又发生了。
Everywhere the gospel goes, there is a great divide.
你看每一次福音到一个地方呢，就有一个大分开，对不对？大分裂。
And some people say yes, and some people say no.
有的人说是，我同意，有的人说不，我拒绝。
And very often the people who say no very, very firmly.
很多说不的人呢，他其实是非常非常坚定的。
What did they do with the Lord Jesus Christ?
那他们会怎么样对待耶稣基督呢？
They killed him.
他要杀了他。
Okay, that's what's happening here. The same divide is coming.
你会看见同样又发生了一样的事情了。
Now the last line of verse 2 reads, "Poison their minds against the brothers."
二节的后半段说呢，叫他们心里恼恨弟兄。
How do you poison somebody's mind?
你怎么样让人的心去中毒呢？这 poison 是中毒啊。
How could you poison somebody's mind?
你怎么使人的心？
You could start telling lies, couldn't you? And repeat the lie, and repeat the lie, and repeat the lie, and modify it, and back and forth, and keep poisoning people's mind.
让人思想中毒很简单，你就是一直跟他说谎，一直讲假的，告诉他，一直说，那他就认为是对的。
Is that a problem in the world today?
这是不是今天世界的麻烦呢？
There was a man by the name of Adolf Hitler.
有个人他的名字呢叫希特勒。
And he knew more about poisoning people's minds than almost anybody else in the world.
他可能比世界上所有的其他人啊，都更知道怎么样让人的这个脑子中毒。
I'm trying to remember the quote. I can't, but he basically wrote the book on indoctrination, how to poison the mind.
我都不记得具体名字啊，他好像是写过这么样的一个书，是专门告诉大家怎么去使人的脑子中毒。
So not everything that goes into your mind then is going to be correct.
所以并不是所有进到你脑子里的东西都是对的。
And if you believe a lie, if the mind is poisoned, you will believe the lie.
那如果你相信的是个谎言呢，持长久以后呢，你就觉得谎言就是真理了。
So why did Eve eat the fruit?
为什么夏娃最后吃了那果子？
Because the devil poisoned her mind.
因为这个蛇呢，使她的脑子中毒了。
He told some lies.
蛇想了一些谎言。
He asked some questions.
他也问了一些问题。
He probably said, "Don't you want a little fun?"
啊，他会甚至会说，你不想试一下很好玩吗？
He said that the fruit on that tree, it's really, really good. It'll taste good. You'll enjoy it. Go ahead.
那棵树啊，真的很好很好，你可以去吃啊，享受一下。
But he poisoned their mind.
所以蛇就使亚当夏娃的脑子中毒了。
And so that's what happened here. Again, the same people, the Jews who refused to believe, they poisoned the minds.
这里发生的也是一样，这个犹太的这些不顺从的人哈，就叫大家心里恼恨弟兄。
So verse 3.
三节。
Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord.Who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to do miraculous signs and wonders.
三节。
Okay, so they ended up doing signs and wonders. God enabled them to accompany their message with miracles.
所以神在这里呢，就是他们能够有一些神迹啊，来伴随，来证明他们所说的是真的。
So verse 4, the people of the city were divided. Great divide again. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostles.
那城里的众人就分了党，有服从犹太人的，有服从使徒的。
And then, verse 5, there was a plot afoot among the Gentiles and Jews, together with their leaders, to mistreat them and stone them. Now, is this not a good message?
这是不是一个好的信息呢?
It's a marvelous. What is the message? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And you've got all these marvelous blessings.
那这是一个这么好的信息，你信靠耶稣基督就得救，因此还能得着如此多好的祝福。
And so these people say, the people who preach that, they should be mistreated, they should be stoned.
但是这时候听到的人却说呢，我讲这个道的人要被石头打死。
So as you read this, you say to yourself, what side do I want to be on?
当我们读到这一段的时候呢，我们会问自己啊，我们要选哪一边呢？
And if you're like me, and I believe that most of you are, you say, I want to be on God's side.
如果你像我呢，我也相信我们大家都大部分都是这样啊。我们要是我是在当时，我要选择在神那边。
You know, I don't admire the people who are on the other side. I don't think they're nice people.
我并不尊敬那一些在另一边的人哈，他们真是很糟糕的人。
They don't treat one another right. They're not kind. They're not considerate. They're bad people. I don't want to be like them.
我不想像他们一样，他们真的彼此没有什么，彼此也不相爱啊，也没有爱神的心啊，所以我并不尊敬，也不想成为他们那样。
All right, so verse 6 then.
第六节。
Paul and Barnabas found out about it. and fled to the Lyconian cities of Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding country.
使徒知道了，就这两个是巴拿巴和保罗啊，就逃往吕高尼的斯路德、特庇两个城和周围地方去。
So that made a fair amount of sense, didn't it? You stay in town, they're going to kill you. What do you do? Say, I think I'll leave town.
所以这很自然，对吧？你待在城里面呢，他们要杀你，那你怎么办？你说我就离开吧。
Okay, so off they go. So what are we learning? We're learning.Two things. We're learning about the people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but we're also learning about the people who don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这里我们在学习什么呢？我们在学习两边都看见了。一个就是那些相信的人是个什么样的状态，那些不相信的人是一个什么样的状态。
All right, verse 8.
第八节。
In Lystra, there sat a man crippled in his feet.Who was lame from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, Stand up on your feet. At that, the man jumped up and began to walk.
八节，八到十节，刚才读的。
All right.What do you think of that?
你怎么看待这些?
If that happened in Vancouver tomorrow, do you think it would be written up in the newspaper or do you think it would be on the evening news?
那如果这件事发生在温哥华明天,你会不会觉得它会写在当天的报纸上?
Now it's interesting, you know, that God can do many, many kinds of miracles.
很有意思啊，神可以做很多很多的种类的神迹。
But I mentioned to you before the fact that one of the most common miracles that he does is heal men who were lame and couldn't walk.
那一个经常他行的神迹就是让瘫子站起来。
So can we name some of them?
我们能不能举几个这样的例子呢
？There's this one here in Acts 14.
这里十四章《使徒行传》的，这里有一个。
There was one back in Acts chapter 3, the man at the beautiful gate.
那还有《使徒行传》三章，在美门呢、啊，圣殿的美门有一个。
There was one back in the book of, or in the Gospels, the man at the pool of Bethesda, he couldn't walk.
那约翰福音五章，必是大池子呢，那里有一个。
And I'm having trouble remembering the others, but it's a very common miracle.
这是一个非常普遍的神迹了。
So what is the picture that this miracle is, what is the reality that this miracle is a picture of? That's an awkward sentence, but anyway.
所以是什么这个神迹这样的神迹它想预表什么样的道理呢想要比喻什么样的道理
What does this miracle teach us?
它教导我们什么呢
It teaches us that when Jesus comes into the life, He enables us to walk and go and do.
这就意味着神来到我们，基督来到我们生命中的时候，他是使我们有行走、工作、行动的能力了。以前我们是没有的。
It basically says that without Jesus in the life, you can't really walk where you want to walk.You can't walk, sorry, you can't do what you ought to do. You can't be what you ought to be. Only if Jesus saves you can you begin to live life the way He wants you to live it.
所以相当于告诉我们在耶稣没有来的时候我们是不能成为我们所认为的自己想要的那样的人我们不能够有行动的能力 也不能像我们所想的那样能听能看我们灵里的能力都是没有的直到我们信靠了耶稣基督我们得救了神才把这样的能力呢真正在灵里给了我们
So you can imagine that when this happened everybody got pretty excited
你可以想象当这样的事情发生的时候每个人都会很兴奋
Alright, so verse 11
11节
When the crowd saw that what Paul had done They shouted in the Lyconian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gates, because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to them.
11节和12节，刚才到13节啊，刚才读的这三节。
Okay, does that make a lot of sense?
这个是不是很合理呢？在外邦地。
They heal this man, and all the people say, "This is wonderful. The gods have come down to us."
每一个人都说，哎呀，这太好了，我们的神来到我们当中了。
And they get all excited. They figured that these two men were not just ordinary gods, they were their own gods.
所以因为他们认为呢，哎，这两个人不是别人，正是他们所相信的那些神之一了。
And the Greeks served many, many gods.
希腊好多神呢。
And so they figured that Paul was the god, of speaking. He was the Hermes god. He was the god who did all the speaking.
所以他们认为保罗呢是那个说话的神啊，这边叫希尔米哈，其实就是希腊诸神中管说话的那个。And
they figured Barnabas, who was the quiet one, maybe even the bigger one, they figured he was the chief god, he was Zeus. So they had their two gods. They said, "These are marvelous men. These are our gods."
然后他们认为呢，因为巴拿巴是领头的。 他觉得领头的那就应该是宙斯了，宙斯是他们的希腊诸神里面那个头，所以他们就认为巴拿巴就是宙斯。So
then they said, "All right, if that's the case, we should offer sacrifices to our gods."
他说，既然这样呢，我们应该向我们的神献祭了。So
Paul and Barnabas were standing there, and along come these priests, I guess, of these other gods. And they bring their bulls along, and they bring their wreaths along, and they're going to offer a sacrifice right there to Paul and Barnabas.
所以这时候很戏剧性的场面，保罗和巴拿巴站在的时候呢，这城外的祭司跑进来，牵着牛，拿着花圈，要向他们献祭。
All right, so the next five verses we should read, first of all in Chinese, and then we'll pick it up in English. But it's just interesting to read what happened next.
14-18，好，14到18节，我们先用中文读一下，再用英文读一下。谁帮我们用中文读一下？
巴拿保罗二使徒听见，就撕开衣裳，跳进众人中间，喊着说：“诸君，为什么做这事呢？我们也是人，性情和你们一样。” 我们传福音给你们，是叫你们离弃这些虚妄、归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。他在从前的世代，任凭万国各行其道。然而归自己，未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。二人说了这些话，紧紧地难住众人，不献祭与他们。
Alright, so I'm just going to paraphrase this next section. But basically, they said, "Listen, this is very, very foolish. We're just ordinary men."
所以两个人想表达的就是想告诉大家，你们这很愚蠢的，我们也是普通人。
And you men have got to stop your foolish, following foolish gods. You've got to turn to the truth. You don't understand the truth. You've got to turn to the truth.
他其实想告诉大家，你们就不要做这种愚昧的事了。你们要跟随真理。你们虽然不明白真理，但是你们总是要去跟随对的东西。And
so he told them about the true God, who was and is a good God, and they finally decided not to offer sacrifice to him.
那他就跟他们解释，那真神是一个什么样的神，最终呢，要拦住他们给使徒献祭。
So you can imagine that Paul and Barnabas probably thought, you know, this is a pretty good day. These people really do think we are something. And I suppose that they said, we'll be able to explain the truth of God to them because they believe that we really are the power of God.
所以保罗和巴拿巴呢知道这些人把他们就当成神能力的来源了啊，所以保罗巴拿巴要拦住他们。
All right, verse 19 then in Chinese, and then we'll read it in English. It's very important.
19, 先用中文读一下。
但有些犹太人从安提阿和以哥念来，教唆众人，就用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，便拖到城外，回到叙利亚的安提阿。门徒正围着他，就起来走进城去。第二天。
Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. Had gathered round him, he got up and went back into the city.The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. Now, what on earth is going on?
这是发生什么了？这个是。
You get up in the morning, and it's an ordinary day. And then the lame man is healed. And the whole city says, you're absolutely outstanding. You're just like the gods. And they say that they're going to sacrifice to you, and you're the biggest people they've ever seen.
这是个什么样的一天啊？早上呢，你在一个地方呢，把一个摊子医好了，完了呢，一城的人都冲出来啊，说你是神呐、啊，然后你几乎就受到了这辈子最尊荣的这个评价，大家都拥着你啊。
Then along come the Jews from Antioch and Iconium.And they say, these aren't good men at all. These are bad men.
又来了一群从安提阿那边来的犹太人，就说这些是特别坏的坏人，就指着保罗他们说。
If they were honest, they simply would have said, these are bad men because all they ever do is tell you the truth.
如果他们很诚实的说呢，他们应该这么说，他们这些人很坏，因为他们就会告诉你们真理。
So they persuade them that they are bad men.
所以他就一直劝说告诉大家那这些是坏人
so they pick up stones and they stone Paul and they leave him at the side of the road because to the best of their knowledge he's dead
然后以至于到一个程度他们一起拿石头来打保罗啊，到一个程度以为保罗都被打死
and Paul says well that was quite a day
对保罗来说这可真是丰富的一天了
What a strange world we live in.
这是多么奇怪的一个世界呢？我们生活的这个世界。
Whatever happened to truth? People care about truth?
真理，大家对他的态度是什么呢？大家真的在乎他吗
？The liars from Iconium and Antioch were able to tell these people that they were wrong.
那些从安提阿和以哥涅来的人就能够告诉当地人保罗是错的
They said they were following God when they made Paul and Barnabas gods and then they find out that they were wrong so they kill them the whole thing is absolute nonsense
所以这整个事情是完全荒谬的因为若你认为保罗和巴拿巴真的行的是好事呢你上午如此的尊崇他你不至于到下午你就拿起石头把他打死哈，这个完全他的心里是不想要真理的。
Why do people reject the Lord Jesus Christ today?
为什么今天人们会拒绝耶稣基督
？Do they reject him for better reasons?
他们拒绝是因为有更好的理由吗
？No. They don't have good reasons for rejecting Jesus.
其实他们没有好的理由拒绝耶稣。
They're just as foolish and just as fickle today as they've ever been.
今天的人就和当时圣经里这些拒绝的人是一样的愚昧，也一样的没有定见。
We see things like this in our day, most well in so many levels, but we often see it in political levels.
那我们今天会看见很多同样类型的人啊，那尤其是在政界是这样。
And the great politicians of our day are not very honest.
那些在台面上的政客呢，常常他不是那么的诚实。
And instead of being devoted to truth, they often just go back and forth like a weather vane.
那他们不是坚持真理，那他们经常会因着人所喜好的呢，摆来摆去，就像芦苇一样。
Why do they go back and forth like a weather vane?
他为什么会像芦苇一样摇摆呢？
Because the people go back and forth like a weather vane.
因为人是这么摇摆的啊。
Okay.
选民是这么摇摆的。
And so things that we consider to be important today.In our political world, in our cultural world, weren't for important 20 years ago. They won't be important in another 20 years. We go back and forth and back and forth. And unless you have conviction from the Bible, you never know the difference between truth and a fad.
所以，除非啊，比方说呢，像今天的。假设这二十年里，大家以及这个民众和政界都认为很重要的东西呢，可能过了二十年，大家都觉得不重要。所以这样的事情就不断的在发生，不断的在演变。那除非你来到圣经里呢，你才会真知道这样的区别，什么区别呢？什么才是真理？真理是永远不变的，以及呢，你的个人的喜好了，就是你就是你的肉体想要的。就这两个的区别，你回到真理，回到圣经上，你就明白。
All right, verse 20 now.
二十节。
But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe.
门徒正围着他，他就站起来，走进城。第二天，同巴拿巴去特庇去。
So let's just pretend that you.Were Paul.
假设你是保罗啊。
And that you had been stoned and you were left for dead.
你被石头打了，然后以为死了，躺在那。
How do you think you'd feel?
你会怎么感受呢？你假设是你。
Okay. What would you do after stoning? What would be your next, activity?
那你被打了以后你会干啥？下一步。
Yeah, I'd go to the hospital before I went home, actually.
不能立刻回家，我就先去上医院啊。
This is no fun. I've been stoned, you know. And how many bumps on my head and everywhere else? How many bones were broken? I don't know. Probably lost a few teeth.
那我这一点不好玩啊！这个我刚被石头打了一遍，我总是要去医院。我头上都是包啊，我身上不知道断了几根骨头，没准少了几颗牙，我总是要去医院确认一下。
Before I went to the hospital, I'd call an ambulance.
那去医院之前，我得先叫个救护车啊。
But Paul didn't do that. Paul got up and walked back to the city.
保罗没这么做，保罗起来又回城了。
What did he do the next day?
第二天干啥呢？
He marched up to the next city, going to Derbe.
他就继续往第二座城走。
Okay. Do you think he looked kind of funny? What color was his face?
你会不会觉得他看上去很奇奇怪怪呢？那脸上应该也什么颜色？
Okay. I marvel at these stories.
我经常以这个故事啊感到特别的惊奇啊。
Okay, do you think that Paul was a manly man? Yes. Yeah, just an incredible character.
保罗是一个非常意志坚定。
He says, I'm probably aching everywhere on his body.
我猜他应该浑身哪都疼了。
So what's he say I'm going to do?Nicole says, I'd like to go home, but instead of that, I'm going to preach the gospel in another town. Let's go to Derby, see what happens there. Maybe they won't stone me. Maybe they will stone me in Derby. But it doesn't matter. We've got to go tell other people about the Lord Jesus.
但是他没有回家哈，他就说那这样我们还去下一座城吧。也许他们会石头再丢我，也许不丢，不管了，就去吧。
So when you get to heaven and you meet Paul on the street, what are you going to say to him?
如果你去天堂了，你在路上碰到保罗，你会怎么跟他说话？
You're probably going to say to him, you know, Paul, I admire you.
你可能会这么说，你说保罗。
You were a good man.
我真的很尊敬你，你是一个很好的人。
You probably will say, Paul, when I was weak and I was tired, I read this story and I said, I'm going to keep going and tell other people about Jesus too. If you could do it, Paul, I can maybe do something when I'm not as sick as you.
Amen. 所以我会这么跟他说，我说保罗啊，当我软弱的时候，那我经常会想起你的这个故事啊，我就跟自己说，我还是去吧，我至少没像你那么病得重啊，没像你那么伤得重。
I remember hearing part of this story. I'm not sure all the details, but I'll tell you the story. It's about a man who was a preacher.
那另外有个故事啊，他是有个人呢，他是传教士。
The problem was he couldn't talk very well.
那问题是呢，他不是特别能讲演讲啊。
But he felt he had to talk.
那他感受呢，他必须得讲。
About Jesus.
要跟别人讲关于耶稣。
And so when he got up to preach, he didn't just have an easy flow of words.
那当他开始站起来讲的时候呢，他不是特别顺哈，这个话语不是特别顺。
And so sometimes he would say something like this, and he couldn't get it out.
那有的时候呢，他甚至会有一些打磕绊哈，就是说怎么怎么怎么是这样的啊。
And his argument was that in spite of the fact that he couldn't speak well, he was going to tell people about Jesus.
但是他相信的就是他不管说不说得出来，说不说得好啊，他就是去告诉别人耶稣基督的事。
And so his logic went like this. He would say, I try to speak about Jesus, but I have trouble. But what it is your excuse.
然后他会很磕磕绊绊的说，他说我要讲耶稣，但是呢，你的借口是什么呢？就是他都能讲，你的借口是什么？
So his argument was very simple. If I can do it with all my difficulty, you can do it if it's easy for you.
对，就是他都能这么磕磕绊绊的说。那你们这些说话这么溜叨的，你们在干什么？
All right, well, that's maybe a good place to leave it for today. Some comments, we got 5 minutes. Some comments, some questions now about this story. We end up with a great respect for Paul and Barnabas.
我们今天就先停在保罗和巴拿巴这个故事的这里，我们大概还有5分钟可以问一些问题。
Some thoughts, some questions, some additions.
就是昨天问过的问题，那个旧约里的像约翰啊什么，他们到哪去？他们家。
The question is regarding the kingdom of God. So Old Testament, those prophets, those saints, where did they go in the Bible, because Bible
where
told us,
did they go when they died? Where did they go when?
Yeah, because maybe we can go back to Matthew.
Okay.
Matthew 11, I think. Who is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Yeah. So the kingdom of heaven, least. Yeah, why the least is greater than he. He means John the Baptist.
He is John the Baptist, right.
And
he,
all the Old Testament.
That's right, the Old Testament saints. Yes, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And that's a very difficult passage to explain. I'm not sure that I know the answer. I do know that I read the verse a couple of days ago and said to myself, Harold, you should know the answer to that question, but I don't know the answer to that question. So somebody else maybe will help me on it.
So this is a very difficult verse. So he said he didn't know if he had this answer.
All right, that's something that I think we will consider next week. It's going to be a bigger question. In part, the answer is that we have the great teaching from the New Testament that the Old Testament didn't have.
所以至少有一点我们明白，神借着这里告诉我们，我们在新约有的那特别伟大的教导，在旧约是没有的。
So in the Old Testament, they didn't know the great truths of justification by faith through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we know that.
旧约他真的不知道这隐藏的。 在耶稣基督受死复活里得称义，借着我们的信心得称义的这么一个美妙奇妙的真理，它是隐藏的，旧约是不知道的，但是对我们是敞开的。And
in a sense then we are better off than he was because we've got this particular relationship with the Lord that he didn't have.
那在这个基础上呢，我们是相比旧约是非常好的。 我们跟主的这层关系是旧约的所有的先知和圣徒们没有的。But
I want to explain that to you far more clearly and in far greater detail. So I'll put that on my notes for next Tuesday.
也许我们下一周二能够更清楚地解释。It
is true that we are a most favored people.
这是真的，就是我们是真的是最最。 受神得神喜爱的这么一群人。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Lord, we thank you again for your goodness to us, and we thank you for bringing the message of the gospel to us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您的恩典也把这福音的信息赐给我们。
We acknowledge, Lord, that if Paul and men like him had given up and not pursued in preaching the gospel, we may have never heard.
主啊，若不是保罗他们，若他们放弃了，我们可能就听不见这福音了。And
so we're so thankful that you brought the message of the gospel to us, and we're thankful for all the messengers that you used to bring it to us.
我们要谢谢您为这信息，也谢谢您为这诸多的信使。
Lord, may we heed the message of the great divide.
主啊，求您把这信息，就是大的分开的信息，传给我们。
Lord, we want to be like those who believe the message. We don't want to be like those who rejected it.
我们愿意那些像那些历史上相信，接受这信息的人，我们不愿意像那些。 不愿意不相信拒绝这信息的人。
Their behavior, Lord, was very, very unkind, and it was very, very unjust.
他们的行为，那些不信的，是如此的不义，如此的败坏。
We're thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life.
我们要谢谢您，因为耶稣是唯一的道路、真理和生命。
And we give thanks then today for him. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们今天为他献上感恩，这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.